Welcome to the Informed Traveler Radio Show. I'm your host, Randy Sharman. And we start our show this week talking with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who has spent the last number of days in Croatia. So Onanta joins us now to share her experience in Croatia. You can follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. I'm going to say bok in Croatian because that means good day.
I was going to ask you, I said, what are you, like, how do people greet each other in Croatia? Like, what is the greeting of hello? Yeah. Or so, bok.
Yes, right. Or else hello, which is like almost, it sounds like hola to me, but it's similar to hello. Uh-huh. When I hear people say it, it feels familiar when you hear that word. So you won't have any problem pronouncing the language here. It is not an easy language to learn, but most people here can speak English, so you won't be at a disadvantage with not knowing to ask for whatever you're looking for. Mm-hmm. We've been lucky in our time here. I remember in our last session, our last conversation, I said, like, you can't visit all the islands. Like, there's over 1,000. But we have been visiting a few, and from Dubrovnik, we went to Korčula, and from Korčula, we went to Hvar, and our mode of transportation has a lot been ferries, which I haven't really used as much as I had in this country, mm-hmm. Going from place to place, and it's very beautiful, very efficient. You do have to plan your ferry crossing because it is very busy here and you might not get in the first time you try or you line up. So just keep that in mind. We've been really lucky. Wherever we've been staying, we've been staying in Old Town of that location. And it's great walking around, enjoying different like cafes and restaurants. It overlooks the sea. If you're thinking of coming to Croatia, one of the ways that you could enjoy it is island hopping. Mm-hmm. From one island to another, they have like mini cruise ships that can take you around, and it's a good way to see the islands. We enjoyed Hvar by going on a hike from, the outside of Hvar. We went for about 8 to 9 kilometers and ended up enjoying this picturesque lunch overlooking this ghost village. It's quite amazing. And the lunches are very, you've heard of like the Mediterranean cuisine, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to enjoy olives that taste a lot different than olives at home because they're fresh. You can see them grow on the trees. Uh-huh. As we went on this walk, we were able to try blackberries right off the tree and as well as figs. They're so yummy, and plums. So you don't have to really pack a picnic lunch because you're going to find food on the various trees along the way. We were lucky. Like, we found great local tour guides. So, for example, Anna from Perfect Travel Croatia, or Christian from Anne Adventures. So, you know, working with a travel agent, they can definitely find you people who know the destination in depth and can really help you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then from Hvar, we went to Split, again by public ferry. In Split, we actually went on my first e-bike tour.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
So that was an adventure. The tour started with a sail from Split to the island of Solta, and amazing person Miro who helped us get used to the bikes and get used to revving it up and braking, and because the roads are very small, mm-hmm. but people driving understand that actually as bikes you have the right of way, so they have to wait for you if it's not safe to pass you before they can pass. And it was an amazing experience, just because this gentleman, Nero, he actually custom builds his own bikes. So it was like riding a chopper. Like, you're leaning back. Like, you remember when you were in elementary school and we had those banana bikes?
Yes, I had one.
Yeah. So it was really good. And then we had, again, an amazing lunch with a gentleman who actually has won quite a few awards making wine, like gold, and very amazing, like as far as the quality of wine that we had. His wife made the most, everything the couple made themselves, from the vegetation in the vineyards around them. So we had this pasta dish with fish that's just freshly caught. It's amazing. With we had different kinds of olives and anchovies and capers. So you won't go hungry, but actually you'll be very healthy eating here. So along with the great Croatian wine. Today we left Split and we went by a highway, and we are now in Zadar, which we are going to explore soon. But a fun fact is their speed limit is 130 kilometers, and you're allowed to go 10% over the speed limit, and the police won't stop you to give you a ticket. So it was a very fast journey.
I've been seeing some of your photos on Facebook and Instagram, and the buildings are amazing, like all that old architecture, and the colors of the food are amazing. So, yeah, just tell us about those.
Right. So throughout Croatia, you're going to see stunning architecture. And a lot of the architecture has been preserved so that there's still the original piece, or it's a wall from like the 16th century. So history buffs are going to love this. People who like culture are going to love it. We went into Split, we went into the old town, into cathedrals, and actually went into the palace, where you go kind of into the basement, and you see how still to this day, the big, huge stones, or like, I'm going to say bricks, but it's not a brick. It's a huge, huge block of stone that is holding up the whole of the building, and it's still holding up the whole of the big building from the creativity and the knowledge from way, way back into history.
Wow.
And it's nice and cool there. And then you have the opportunity when you're in Croatia, whether you live as a resident or you're staying here for a few days or weeks, you can go down to the local market and all the food is fresh. Like everybody has their own little gardens that they pick that morning and they bring it to the market. So you can enjoy fruit or bread and oil, olive oil, and bring it home, and that will also give you inspiration if you don't know what to cook or what to eat.
I just have a couple of questions. When you're talking about your tours, were these all pre-planned, or you just kind of flew by the seat of your pants when you got there? And the crowds that you talk about, are those mostly tourists, or are those locals?
So with the tours that we booked, we had to book them in advance because it is a very busy destination right now. And when I talk to our different tour guides, they say that, you know what, people are trying to get to have like a hike or a walking tour, and they can't let it. They're totally booked up, I'd say, till September. And also, the last time the World Cup happened, Croatia placed second. So that kind of stirred people's imagination. And of course, Game of Thrones was filmed in various parts, as well as, I didn't know that Star Wars was also filmed here.
Oh,
I
know that.
And the crowds are very varied as far as the different nationalities that are here. Definitely North Americans, but a lot of people from Germany or Holland are coming here, Slovenia and Montenegro. So it's also European traffic, and it makes it really busy here. And Croatia is good for, like, if you enjoy beaches and the water, as I say. A tip I would recommend, most of the beaches here, they're rocky beaches. So it's not like our sand that we know from Mexico or the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So I definitely bring water shoes. And then you can walk into the Adriatic Sea and enjoy a nice swim. It is very salty. So, keep that in mind. It's not fresh water that you're enjoying, but it's a nice cool down because it's hot here. Like, it's between 30 and 35 degrees Celsius. So you definitely have to hydrate and wear sunscreen. Make sure you have a hat. And then, you know what? There's these little tips. goes a long way to enjoying your time.
Well, I bet it does. I've been, like I said, following all your photos on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You can do that by following Onanta Forbes, Onanta Forbes, or at Onanta Forbes, and her website is onantaforbes.com. It all sounds wonderful, Onanta, and next week you'll be back home, probably wishing you were there still. But
yeah. Yeah.
So enjoy the rest of your trip, and safe travels on the way home.
Thank you. Have a good week, Randy.